it's one thing that we remember, that we have Crow for a retainer as a city. So throughout the year, we have a set fee that we pay. So they can answer certain questions like this, specifically we have with the trash system itself. I know the mayor's got a hold with them to get like a specific number, but we have a set budgeted amount that we can continually go back and forth with Crow. When we hit that amount, then they'll let us know, and if we have to pay more, we'll pay more. If we don't, then we don't. Another question that continually gets brought up is, why did we keep talking about Republic? Well, the key thing to understand is, you know, Republic's right here. So it was easy to get a hold of these people. They responded to us very quickly. So that's why we continually talk with them. Obviously, if this is something we decided to go with as a council, this would be a process that was bid out. And they know that. It was just nice to be able to work with a group that's already done this before, so we can kind of answer some questions. They can give us some feedback and give us, this is what possibly could happen, because they've done this before with cities similar to us, bigger than us, smaller than us, and what the like. Another thing, we have no contract in place. We haven't even seen a contract. We've seen sample contracts, so like yearly rate increases, coverage area, reevaluation periods. These have been discussed because these are things that they've done. So it's been nice to be able to talk to people that have done this before, so we can kind of know what to expect and what possibly would be put in a contract itself. So that's one of the things there. And with the estimate and numbers itself, a lot of people have some, you know, questions with that. And, you know, when we're looking at an estimate, some of the numbers might be a little bit high, some of the numbers might be low on certain areas, but it's not like it's biblical. This isn't set in stone. What it is, and basically, it's like some of the things that I do in econ when I'm graphing out certain businesses with the kids. When we're looking at losses of businesses, we're looking at gains of businesses, and you give me some numbers, we'll put them in, and we look at them, and we graph it out. Well, by the time we've graphed it, the economy's already changed. And this is what we're looking at here. We've got an estimate, and it's given us kind of a snapshot of what to expect. And it's supposed to show us what we're doing well, what we need to work on, and if we're doing something well, what to continue to work on, and if we're doing something poor, what we need to fix. The goal, basically, of these things is to give us guidance, and I think, you know, as a council, that can give us guidance and push us forward. It showed areas of concern specifically in time, specifically in money, and hopefully in the end, as a council, we'll be able to resolve these issues.
The only thing I'd add to that, I think some of the reporting of what happened in the committee had indicated, maybe this was in a column in Sunday's paper, but indicated the committee had recommended privatization. Actually, the discussion was we needed more detail. Perhaps we needed a sample contract of what another community has with a private hauler. So that the entire council could look, get the kind of information of the way these things are structured. So it wasn't a recommendation that we do it. It was that we want to forward that kind of information to the council. We'll be better informed as we move forward. That's what that was about. And the other thing, as you clarified, but I want to reemphasize, this would have to be bid. So this would be fair playing field, enter the field on if we go down that path. But we should go in with our eyes open. That my understanding, there's one company in this area has a presence here that would likely be a competitive bidder. So I'm saying some other company couldn't enter, but we need to look at that and go forward too.
I think the big things that you and I hit on at the end of that was to make sure, like, budgetarily, that's what we wanted to look at with this system. Contractually, we said if there were any red flags with those issues, obviously this would stop the process. But now we just wanted to make sure as a council as a whole that this is something we as a group would be discussing now, if this is a route that we want to pursue.
Tonight I'd like to make a motion that we move this into budget and finance, and that the budget and finance takes a look at some of the figures that was presented with this proposal.
Second. Let me ask you this. You know, we've discussed this so much, but the problem is, well, we have to have another meeting yet with that committee, which I'm on, found out sometime after it was happening. But the thing of it is, on the contract, if we have the contract with the trash area here in town, and they set down a price, what's going to happen in the time that price is going to change? It's going to either go up, it won't go down, it's going to go up, and then what are we going to do then? I mean, there has to be something that we have to do.
These are things that they've discussed with like yearly increases and things like that. That would be laid out in the contract itself and the period of time that you would make the commitment to the company itself. And those were just the examples that we had. So obviously, if this is a route that we do decide to look at, this would be something that they would lay out for us and explain for us.
Well, I know it's been some time since we've been on this. You know, it's almost like this is the only thing that we have on our list of to do. But it is not. There's a lot of other things on there. And so sometime we kind of bypass this stuff, and then we don't know where in the hell we are. Pardon my English.
I'll second Councilwoman Rose's motion.
Okay, I've got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brown, to put this in Budget and Finance. Any discussion? Any more discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, by a 7-0 vote, it's been referred to Budget and Finance. Okay, moving on, report of city officers. Being none and there is no old business, we'll move to new business. Resolution 8-2013, $47,986.77. It's added appropriation for KCDC and BLA and rainy day fund for relax and appraisal.
Make a motion to read and refer to Budget and Finance, Resolution 8-2013.
Second.
Are you going to read and refer or read and pass?
Read and refer to okay. Budget and Finance.
I don't know. Resolution.
What we want to do.
Ready? Resolution 8, 2013, additional appropriation containing Section 1 and Section 2, from edit to $29,086.77 for ADA compliant, from edit $18,000 KCDC service contract, rainy day fund for appraisals from the Black 10, which is business takeover, 2011 of $900.
Move to second. Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yeah.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
If I may ask, that was to refer to which committee?
Budget and Finance.
Thank you.
Okay, by a 7-0 vote, that is referred to Budget and Finance. Next is claims.
Make motion to pay claims in the amount of $330,018.84.
Second.
Sorry, I was reading.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yep.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And I guess that you took those from Resolution 8-2013. Were they included in this?
Shouldn't have been.
Okay, passes 7-0. Move on to miscellaneous. The Common Council will meet at, as a committee of the whole with firefighters Local 664 on April 8th, 2013, immediately after the 6 p.m. Council, Common Council meeting. I guess we're just doing that for...
That's at the request of the Fire Department Union.
Okay. That a motion by, probably needs...
Is that just for public notice?
This is just for information.
Okay, moving on. B is the Benson's Housing Grant. We received an email that, as part of the environmental review process, it requires that these addresses be read at a public meeting. These are the 30 addresses that had applied for the housing grant process that we're going through. Okay, 1805 Button, 101 North 20th Street, 612 North 3rd Street, 1112 Broadway, 238 West Jefferson Avenue, 2622 North 2nd Street, 8060 Wolf Street, 1806 Wabash Avenue, 2414 North 2nd, 5 East Jefferson Avenue, 1632 Bustern Street, 303 West Minneapolis, 2223 Washington Avenue, 102 East Swartzel, 1018 Wabash Avenue, 134 East Everwine, 4 East New Albany, 110 East Jefferson, 1108 Bridge Avenue, 1432 North 17th, 151 East Reel, 16 West New Albany, 1314 Bustern, 601 North 1st, 1721 Bustern, 612 Culp, 1302 State, 322 West New Albany, 304 North 3rd, 1202 Daly. And this is to see, the purpose is to see if anybody has any knowledge of any of these properties that would be in the historical or have an adverse effect on a historical property.
I have copies for everybody.
Thank you.
Basically, all that was to read them at a public meeting.
We don't have to do anything.
No.
I'd just like to say I think this grant is a wonderful situation for the city of Vincennes, and I think this has far-reaching implications other than just placing a new roof on someone's house or other. So I think it's a great situation for the citizens to be in, and hopefully we'll be eligible to do this again.
I think this is an 18-month process.
I believe it is.
So it'll be 18 months before it can be done again. So.
Yep.
No other business?
Wait a minute, Mayor. I need to give each one of our members here, council members, Mr. Culp, the mayor, and myself met with Coonrod Associates last week. This is a comprehensive fiscal projection for the city through 2016. It's very interesting. It's good information. And then after you review this, we can have a meeting with Mr. Coonrod if you have questions, and he'll be happy to come and go over this with us again.
Anything else? I think we need a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
We are adjourned.